breaking the news that's already broken. It's time for Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107.
The Jonas Brothers' new single is called X, and if you want to listen to it, my only reaction is why? Las Vegas casinos will be disinfecting dice, poker chips, and cards when they reopen. That's good, but can you do the same with hookers? I'm asking for a friend. A Scarface remake is in the works. The script is more sensitive for today's times. Like now he says, hello to my vertically challenged friend.
Making sure breaking news stays broken. Tune in tomorrow for Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107.
The big three automakers are getting back to production, and they're anticipating demand with new designs and names for makes of cars, like the Chevy Quarantine.
It parks itself.
And lockdown brakes keep it from going anywhere. The Ford Fauci. It just keeps going and going. But when the engine starts sounding a little throaty, you might have to shut it down. The Chrysler Cuomo, available in blue.
Also comes with a steering wheel that only goes left.
Most models will come equipped with mask and glove dispensers and amazing payment plans like COVID-19 month, same as cash. And coming soon,
the Dodge Murder Hornet. Big, strong, and dangerous.
Available only in yellow and black.
Some parts imported from Asia.
Driving during a pandemic is going to be a lot more exciting.
Social media gave everyone a voice. Wouldn't it be better if some people had laryngitis? It's the wisdom of Twitter. The most amazing tweets of the week. Twitter handles have been changed to protect the stupid. On Rock 107.
Conspiracies abound, tweets. Okay, anyone else think it's weird that Apple made a coronavirus emoji before the virus was even announced? What's a homonym? 88 wrote, I can't even understand the level of cruelty that it requires to make, let alone wear, bearskin condoms. Stop killing animals. And Smarter Than the Average Bear says, after all the years of my fam bitching at me for being a hoarder, now they know I was prepared.
The wisdom of Twitter.
Necessary Precautions tweets, I've stopped popping the bubble wrap I get with Amazon orders. It has Chinese air in it, and I don't want to spread the virus. All That Waste wrote, I don't understand why one person would order a cow zone. How much cow do you need? A whole zone? That seems like a lot of meat. Looking for Trouble says, the government is practically forcing us to wash our hands with soap. Soap! Do we even know what's in soap?
The wisdom of Twitter.
Serious Question tweets, is my computer safe from the coronavirus? I have Norton installed. I Wish 98 writes, my graduation gonna be like Coachella. We all gonna be holograms. And I Can't Even 570 says, everyone talking about how they can't wait for Northeast PA to go yellow. What about yellow fever? I ain't getting another disease.
The wisdom of Twitter.
Life's pretty tough right now. There's plenty of bad news, but it's not all bad. It's time for the brighter side of Prospector on Rock 107.
A trumpet player near Sacramento, California, has been driving around looking for lawn signs that say 2020 graduate. And when he sees one, he sets up outside each house and plays the graduation song Pomp and Circumstance. One parent posted a video of their daughter watching and crying. She was so moved by it. South Korea is donating 10,000 face masks and other PPE to Navajo veterans who fought in the Korean War. This year marks the 70th anniversary. And back in March, a guy in Atlanta launched a program called Love Sinks In. And the program sets up portable sinks that homeless people could use to help slow the spread of the virus. Well, it's now expanded to 11 more cities.
Thanks. We needed that. The brighter side of Prospector on Rock 107.
So I went out for a bike ride over the weekend, and I'm riding on the shoulder, and I grab my water bottle, and I take a swig, but I got too much in my mouth, so I spit some out over my left shoulder into a car. Yeah, I didn't notice a convertible had snuck up next to me. Now, he lays on the horn, and he's screaming at me, what the hell are you doing spitting in my car? And I apologized. I said, I didn't mean to. I didn't hear you. I didn't see you next to me. And he says, you need to be more aware. You bikers are a menace. And that's when I replied, you know, if you were the legally required 4 feet of room when you were passing me, the water would have never gotten into your precious Sebring. He barks, I should run you off the road, you jerk. And he speeds away. So I ask you, am I a jerk? I mean, certainly I was at fault for a lot of this, but am I a jerk? What do you think? Rock 107 app on your iPhone or Android. Record a message and send it right here to the Basement Bunker Studios and let me know. Or 570-718-8844. Leave me a message. Am I a jerk and why?
Yes, you are a jerk. You should always look around you. Never know what the other person's gonna do is why you are the jerk. Pay attention to your surroundings.
Tom, facebook.com/angryphosphater says, yeah, you're responsible for your surroundings as well, so yes, you're a jerk. Dave, no. In fact, you tried to be polite. Accidents happen. Am I a jerk?
Hey, Prospector. No, you're not a jerk. For the simple fact, what if a bug flew in your mouth? You're not going to swallow it. You know, you'd spit it out. And if a car's there, oh well, their problem. They should have been that close. So no, I don't think you're a jerk. Hey, crap happens.
Chrissy says no. Accidents happen and you apologize. But Jim says, yep, you're a jerk. It makes no difference if you meant it or not. You still did it. So what do you think? You tell me, am I a jerk?
Prospector, you're definitely not a jerk. No problem with that.
All right, that was from Open Mic, and now one from 718-844. What do you think? Am I a jerk?
Well, what about the cigarettes getting thrown out the window and hitting you? Oh, that's okay, though. Well, guys emptying the ashtrays and all that dirt and dust and everything else. Frank from Toby Hanna.
Wendy says maybe next time he'll give the bike rider the legal amount of space they require to pass. But you should also be aware of your surroundings, and he should have been aware as well. So I'm going to say half a jerk for you, half a jerk for him. And Chris says, nah, you made a mistake and apologized. Then the guy acted like a jerk, and you told him off. It's pretty funny, but you're not a jerk. And the question today of am I a jerk for inadvertently spitting some extra water from my water bottle into an open convertible that was passing me too close as I was riding a bike. Northeast PA has answered, and the answer is slightly, I'm not a jerk.
What's a yambag? A fool, an idiot, a blockhead, a dunce, or an ignoramus. You know, a dullard, simpleton, or a clot, nitwit, dipstick, pea brain, mouth breather, or creep.
It's now time to announce the winner of Prospector's Yambag of the Day, as decided by you at rock107.com.
Here are the nominees. Nominee number one.
I know people are improvising all sorts of strange face masks right now, but this is some next-level stuff. Two people robbed a Sheetz convenience store in Virginia earlier this month and covered their faces with howled-out watermelons. Seriously, you can see it from the still shots of the surveillance video. They both cut a large watermelon covering their heads with eye holes cut out. Last week, cops managed to figure out who one of them was and arrested him. They're still trying to find the other person.
Nominee number two.
I understand wanting to spice up your sex life. Really, I do. But there's a difference between, let's try role-playing, and let's have sex with something where, like, there's a 50% chance we're going to die. Last week, a freight train conductor spotted a couple getting it on the railroad tracks in England. Fortunately, no trains went on the specific set of tracks that the couple was on, and they ran off before cops got there. A source from one of the railroad companies said, quote, they were obviously looking for a quick thrill, but if a train had come, they definitely would have been killed.
Nominee number three.
She likely won't be nominated for Mother of the Year. An alert Baltimore, Maryland resident called police because there were some kids left unattended in a parked car. When officers got on the scene, they found a 3-month-old boy and a 3-year-old girl locked in a car, but couldn't find a parent anywhere. They ended up breaking out one of the windows of the car to free the kids, who thankfully checked out just fine. But after noticing some activity inside a nail salon that was supposed to be closed under the coronavirus restrictions, a police supervisor knocked on the door and found the mother, Keontae Moody, inside getting her nails done. He ordered the shop owner to shut down immediately, and Moody was charged with 2 counts of leaving a child unattended. And the winner, in a landslide, the mom who left her kids in a locked car while going to get an illegal manicure. You, ma'am, are the yam bag of the day, and we'll move on to Friday's Yam Bag of the Week competition. Stay tuned for more nominees for Prospector's Yam Bag of the Day right here on Rock 107. 9 to 5, no repeat workday. Good morning, I'm Rock 107's Prospector, and before I go, I need to make amends.
I'm so sorry, dear.
I need to apologize to those that I offended this morning. Sometimes my big mouth gets me in trouble. In this day and age of instant outrage and social media organized boycotts, I cannot afford to let resentments fester. So here goes. I'm sorry for saying the Jersey Shore will reopen by Memorial Day because if syphilis, herpes, and gonorrhea can't kill Snooki, why should coronavirus? I apologize for saying a Scarface remake is in the works. The script is more sensitive for today's times. For instance, instead of saying, say hello to my little friend, it's now, say hello to my vertically challenged friend. And finally, I'm sorry for saying a survey found that 40% of people would consider buying an adjacent seat on their next flight. Not because of social distancing, but because their butt has doubled during the quarantine and they just can't fit in one seat. I'm truly sorry for any hurt or confusion my words or actions may have caused. I will strive to do better on Wednesday morning. Miss any of today's show? Check out the Prospector Prime Cuts podcast on your mobile device. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or download at rock107.com. Neil Trama coming up next with the 10 at 10 on Rock 107. Thanks for listening to Prospector's Prime Cuts podcast. Be sure to catch us live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 a.m. on Rock 107 or online at rock107.com or the Rock 107 app powered by Vape Dragons, a free download for your Android or iPhone. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss Prospector's Prime Cuts.